Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It's good to be back with you once again to have our Bible teachings. God has really been good. I hope God is still blessing you all in a way where that you are really blessed. And I want to just stand before I get started. That you know, tomorrow we're going to be doing our communion on the same station. So I hope and pray that you all will pick up your elements so that you can have your elements to have communion. That's what I want you all to do. But I want to give God honor because before I even start out, I love to honor God because he is the head of my life. He's the one that makes it possible for me to be able to even do anything, to even get up in the morning, to start my day, even lie down at night, to lie me down in a peaceful sleep. God is everything to me. And without him, I can do anything. But with him, I can do all things. Is possible. I want to thank Apostle Mercer and give her honor for continuing on around this radio station to be broadcast all over the world. And I just want to give her honor and thanks for that because she is reaching out to those that don't even know the pardon of their sins, the ones that don't even go to church, she's reaching them far in there. And I'm so proud of her because without God working it out, along with her, we would be on this station right now. And I thank her. And I thank my wife, Amanda, for coming and sharing with you all time and time again what God shares with her. Through prayer and through scripture and through words she will express. And I just want to thank her also. And even those that listen, I want to just reach out to you also right now because it's very important to know what God is saying to you through his scriptures because we are living in a time where that we need to hear God speak in a word from God. Because the time is running out where that we, after a while, we're not going to have a chance to be able to do what we're doing now because one day night is going to come and we will not be able to work in the nighttime when night comes because God said in his word that you must work the works of him that sent you while it's day because when night comes, no man can work. And night is coming for every one of us because every one of us got a point of time. Every one of us got a time to live and a time to die. And so when that time comes, we want to be in the right place at the right time with God. We want to be on that right road that God has designed for us to be on, that leads us to eternal life, that narrow way. We want to be there. And I'm trying my best through my teachings and my preaching to get you on that road if you're not on that road. Because that road is the only way that leads to eternal life. Because you have to go to Jesus. And before I get into my lesson this evening, I want to just render a prayer to get us started on what we to listen to God when he speaks. Most Holy God and Heavenly Fathers, again, that we come now just to thank you. Thanking you, Lord, for another opportunity to be able to allow us to be able to be here right now on this broadcast, on this radio, on this station. Lord, right now, we ask you that you would draw us nigh to you. Let us be able to lean on your everlasting arms. Let us, Lord, be able to see the goodness of you in the land of the living that we live in. Lord, right now, I ask you that you would fill our hearts with joy. Fill our minds with understanding and our minds with wisdom, and allow us to be able to concentrate, meditate on what is going to be taught here right now. Lord, speak to your preacher tonight and let him be able to render what you will speak to his heart, and so that those that's listening will be able to hear what said the Lord. Now, Lord, hide me behind this secret desk and let your Holy Spirit fall Christ on me. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and redeemer forevermore. In Jesus' name I pray, and for your sake I ask it all. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to be coming from the 32nd chapter of Genesis. If you have your Bibles, turn to the 32nd chapter of Genesis. And I'm going to be teaching from that whole chapter, but my main focus here is going to be taken from the 28th verse of that chapter. And that reads as the following. And he said, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel. For you have struggled with God and with men and have prevailed. And I'm just going to use for a title or theme or just a thought in this lesson that we're going to be learning right now is the power, say power, with God. The power with God. As a priest have thy power with God. Jacob was saying that in this 32nd chapter of Genesis. Power with God. Listen now. I want you to listen. And if you want to write something down, you can write down what says the Lord as we move on through this lesson. The power with God is a sublime attainment. It is a sublime attainment. Say sublime attainment. It leads, listen now, it leads now to the possessions of every form of what? Power. It leads to the possession of every form of power. Yeah. My Bible teaches, no wonder that it is added and with men. We find here that when Jacob had prevailed with God, he had no reason to fear Esau. Observe that it is the power of a single individual. Every one of us now, listen what Genesis is telling us, that every one of us has our own separate power that comes only from God. It exhibits in a time of deep distress. How much more power will be found where two or three agree in prayer. Where two or three in prayer, we gain more power. Because each one of us has power source that we attack into the power source of God Almighty. And so where two or three is gathered in the midst, then we have much power. We rely on another's power, and it becomes a much power. So let us note here, as we move on, just a little further. First, we must note, and I'd love for you to write it down, we must note what this power cannot be. Oh, Lord. Now, you listen at this now. What this power, what power that God gives us, because we know that all things work for good for those who love God and the call according to his purpose, because then we tap into a power source. We don't have to go and pay no light bill like we tap into our lights when our lights come on. We tap into the main source. That's God Almighty. But look here what this power cannot be. This power cannot, first of all, be physical force. The Job in the night first lets us know that had God an arm by God. So it cannot be physical force. It cannot be mental energy. Job 38 chapter in the 4th verse declares, declare if thy has understanding. So it cannot be physical force, and it cannot be mental energy, magical. Some of us think that sometimes, but it cannot be magical. Some seem to fantasize the prayers or charms, but this is our. He maketh a divinious man. Isaiah, the 44th chapter, tells us he make the diviners mad. Use not vain reputation as the heathens do. Matthew 6:7. Do not use vain reputation as the heathens do. Cannot be merriest. It is gain to him that thy maketh thy ways perfect. Job 22nd chapter in the 3rd verse. So what he's saying here, it is gain to him that thy maketh the ways perfect. Thy be righteous. What gives thy him? Can I be independent? It must be only one way given by the Lord. Will he plead against me with his great power? Will he plead against us with his great power? I want you to note here that no, he will not plead against us with his great power. But he will push them in me and you. Job, the 23rd chapter, and the 6th verse tells us this, that he will give us that strength to become a great power source, great powerhouse. Don't you, my sisters and my brothers, don't you want to be powerful? The more that we do for Christ, we begin to have more power. Because the only thing that's going to last in this world is what we do for Christ. All things pass away, but God will never leave us alone to too shortly at a time like this, without receiving power from on high. Do you remember when Jesus was God's and is God's only son? He received power from the power source when he went down into the Jordan River and was baptized there by John. When he come up out of the water, a dove descend upon him, and God spoke and said, "This is my beloved son, in whom that I am well pleased." And the power source, and it hit him so hard, he went on up. I'm teaching, I'm not preaching. He went on up to the devil's own chosen ground and beat him on his own chosen ground after the power source had taken hold of his body. There's power. There's wonder-working power in the name of Jesus and to him. My second point here is when power proceeds. Where is so many words? I need to put it in another way. Where do this power source proceeds from? It arises from the Lord's nature, say the Lord's nature. Not only from his nature, let us look at his goodness. Can we look at his goodness just for a little while? See how good God he is to us. See how far he has brought us. See what he has gave us. See what he has formed for us. See his goodness. Even in this land. Of the living. And not only his goodness, I can look a little further than his goodness. I can look at his tenderness. Tenderness are his sight. Even by the sight of our sorrow. And we know that we'll go through some time of sorrow for time. And we need a power source to come and give us more power to be able and more strength to be able to get through what we're going through at that sorrowful moment. And not only that, we find that we also need this power in the time of our weakness. Every one of us. In our lives. And so we would not be where we are today if it wasn't for the power that we received from our God. Because he said, I set high and I look low. I rule heaven and I rule earth. He said, also, all you got to do is focus now. He's telling us, listen, focus now. He said, look to the hills. What hills? God's hills. And he says, strength cometh out of him. Out of him, what help? The help that God will give us. To the hills for whence cometh our help. Knowing that our help comes from who? Who do our help come from? Do our help come from the grocery store? Do our help come from our sisters and our brothers? The help that I'm talking about only comes from God Almighty. One that can move stumbling blocks out of my way. One that can move mountains. One that can raise up the dead. One that can even go so far that clothes us. Even one that goes so far when he's hungry. He can feed us. Lord, have mercy. What a good God that we serve. Let me use for illustration here as I move on. just a little fellow. A soldier about to kill a child put aside his weapon when the little one cried out. He cried out, "Don't kill me. I am so little." He put aside his weapon when that little child cried out to him, "Don't kill me." And he heard and he obeyed. It comes out of God's promise. It is covenant. Not only is covenant in the gospel, in the word, it comes out from all of these things. It's covenant, the gospel, and the word. And the Lord puts himself under bonds to those who know how to plead his truth, and not only plead his truth, also plead his faithfulness. Great is,
you hear that?
Great is thy faithfulness. God is saying to us through Isaiah right now, the 43rd chapter in the 26th verse, he says, "With me," talking about him, "in remembrance." Remember me when we do our communion, is for to remember Jesus until he come again. Then I said, "Let us plead together." He didn't say, "Let one plead one with just one." He said, "Let us plead together," because he knows that togetherness is much power than one. Because he says, "Where there's two or three of my people, I will be in the midst." God is telling us. So we have to depend on one another inside the church, and see, sometime on the outside of the church, we need to depend on one another. Not just anybody, but we want to depend on those, can I tell you, that have been adopted. Lord, have mercy. We are adopted, my sisters and my brothers, if we are in Christ Jesus. Our name has been changed. Just like Jacob's name was changed, our name is changed. We no longer do the things that we used to do, because we have a changed name and a changed heart. Am I right about it? Do you understand where I'm coming from here? We all need power. Even when we're sick, we need power. Not only when we're sick, we need power when we're healing well. We need power to fight the devil. And we just don't need just any type of power. Power that God extends to us. This spring, this power, I'm talking about now, I'm talking about power, 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 power. It springs out of the relationship of what? Grace. My Lord. God's grace and God's mercy, Lord have mercy, have brought us through. God's grace and God's mercy woke us up this morning, my sisters and my brothers. God's grace, not my grace, but the grace of God is sufficient to all of us. Because that great grace is power that raises us. That raises us now. The grace of God is power. And as I go just a little further, I think that Father will surely bear his own. He will hear his own truth. Hear, now not bear, hear his own truth. Friend will be true to his friend. You see, what I'm telling you right now is a Father, when his children would come to him and ask him anything, he will hear them and he will answer. Same way that God is with us, because God is our Father, and when we go to him, he hears us and he answers us in his, listen now, his own due time. Sometimes we do not receive the answer right then, but he answers us in his own time. A friend, let us look at friends, because they got to watch yourself here now. Watch yourself. I might be stepping on somebody's toes right now. A friend. A friend will be a true friend to his friend. True. Let us look at the real truth. True means that he's going to be true to you. He's not going to go behind your back and stab you in your back. He's not going to go behind your back and talk about you, she or he, but he's going to stand with you no matter even if it's right or even if it's wrong. A true friend is not going to let you down, because God knows a true friend is hard to come by. One that's going to be there with you when you're going through a sad time, your true friend. You call your true friend up and your true friend is there. Your true friend won't cut his phone off and say, I am not going out. So, true friend is there. Because Jesus is our true friend. Cut us off. But he stuck by this every time that we needed him. He answered us and was there for us. Our brother, Lord have mercy, we should be there for one another. A true friend. The story here of the power of a child in Anthony, who ruled his mother and through his father, who was the chief master, and so controlled, Lord have mercy, that whole city. Love us. Made it David to have power over priests and his people. And it stemmed from the love stemmed down to us is our power source and our power with him. And don't you know, I got to put this out there. A lot of time we think our power comes from the outside. To tell you, our power comes from within. Our power comes from the one and the only one that lives on the inside of us. And that is the Holy Ghost that gives us power to grow day by day. It grows of the Lord's righteous acts. God, his election of his people, power with him, since he is unchanging in his purpose. His election to us, this power that I'm talking about, is unchanging in his purpose. Let us look at redemption. Redemption comes from God. Regeneration comes from God to get us, to change us, to to change us from whom we were to whom we are. Regeneration. Now calling. You see, calling comes from God. Give a communion of all augments for our power and preservation. Do you know here? Lessly not forsake us. That's which wisdom comes from the mercy of God. This wisdom, it has commenced us. Each vessel draws one, draws on another like links of chain. Lord have mercy. It draws us together like chain, like a link of chain that got us chained and bound. This power got drawing power. Only the power of God that can draw us closer together. His past mercies are the depth of deeds for present and future age. Past mercies are the depth of deeds for the present time and for the future aid. My third point here, as I stroll a little about, how can this power be exercised? Listen here. How can this power, this is my third point, be exercised? My Bible teaches here that there must be a deep sense of weakness. Lord have mercy. God gives us this power when we are weak and we can't even fight these battles alone. Through our weakness, God says God will make us strong. When we down and it seems like we're not going to get up, God bring down his power source and begin to wreck on the inside of us to get us up off of that state that we are in. When we're even hungry and don't know where we're going to get out next meal from, God is still in charge. He is still able to allow us to tap into the power source to bring me hungry. And all it spins around the love of who? Of God. God loves us, my sisters and my brothers. And we should acknowledge this because through the love of God, we should be able to love one another. But what do we do? We do the opposite. So if you're invoked to love one another and keeping God's commandments, we do the opposite. We fall short of the glory of God because we do not do what he instructs us to do. You see, he says, when I am weak, my Lord, then I am strong. 2 Corinthians 12. Chapter in the 10th verse. In our weakness, and every one of us, as I said before in the beginning of our lesson, that every one of us has a weak moment that we have been to. And the only way we come out from under that weak moment is because God are strong and he makes us strong. There must be simple faith in the goodness of the Lord. We must have faith my Lord. Have faith in who? In the goodness of the Lord. How can we have faith in one that we haven't seen? But I tell you, what you have not seen is the things that's going to lead us to eternal life. Faith is the substance of things hoped for in evidence. Our evidence of things that see. No man has seen God at any point in time and lived, have not looked on him, have seen him, the nature of him, when he stirred up the Red Sea, and when he done all of those things, when he spoke to Moses to the fire in the burning bush, then you seen his life, but you didn't see him face to face. But we sometimes get out and we get out of proportion. And even we take God's word for granted. Sometimes we take it out of proportion. God's word is true because, listen, God says, my word is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. My word don't change. Man, you might change, but my word and I do not change. God is the same. Says ye that believe on me. Listen. The work that they do shall ye do also. The work that I do, not they, that I do, shall ye do also. John 14:12. Good as we see that faith here is being prevailed through grace. Goes back to grace again. And faith is prevailing through the grace of who? God. God has grace on us. God has grace on us. It's read on the world and also on hell. Grace is that. And it expands. And what is still strange to tell? Lord have mercy. Listen. It overcomes heaven by prayer. Through prayer and supplication, we tap into the power source on high. God Almighty. Part of the praise. It is much important that we have our prayer time, our secret time, so to spend with God. It's good to pray inside of the church. It's good to pray around someone. But don't you know it's even better when you go into your secret closet. And you bow down on your knees. And you have a little talk with Jesus. And don't you know everything, Lord have mercy, is going to be all right because he hears your cry. He hears your groans and he feels your supplications. And he began to come in the midst of you. And everything that you lay at his feet, he's going to take note of. And he began to work. And he began to work them out. That's why it's important to have prayer time in your secret closet. Because it's just you and him. Just you and him having a talk. Just like it was me and you having a talk. It's him then. The main power source, the main one that can move things either in our lives. But here, as I move on, there must be earnest obedience to his will. We must be obedient. To what? To his will. It's not our will that it shall be done, but it's his will. John 9:31 says, if any man doeth his will, him he heareth. He hears when we do his will.
Lord, that's what Johnny says, yeah.
Now let's be fixed our resolve. I will not let thee go except thy bless me. That's what Jacob was saying. I will not let thee go except thy bless me. Verse 26 here. It tells us. Look at 26. Let us look at 26. It says, and he said, let me go. For the day breaks. But he said, I will not let you go unless you bless me. He was not going to let him go. The whole heart must be poured out. Yea, he weep and made supplication. Yea, he weep and made supplication. Increased weakness must not make us cease. Just because you weep, we shouldn't give up. We should still hold on, like Jacob said. I'm not going to let you go until you're blessed. We should hold on to God's unchanging hand because he's strong and makes us strong. Don't let him go until he blesses you. Go in that tower. Let some of us do. Keep on fighting the good fight. And surely, that battle is going to be won. Because God said the battle is not ours. It belongs to him. It is his. See, Jacob was lame. Yet he prevailed. The lame will also take the prey. Isaiah, the 33rd chapter in the 23rd verse says, the lame, he prevailed. The lame will take the prey. Conquer. The prey. If the power comes against us, if we don't give up, if we hold on, God already promised that a change is going to come. He's going to make that thing of whatever we're going through, or whatever we are up against, he's going to make us win that battle. My last point here, and I'm going to finish up. Use this power must be turned on. What use this power? I hope you're right. This is my fourth point. To what use now? This power may be turned on. To who? To us. This power is said for ourselves. And this power is not given to us to be stored up and leave it there. It's given to us for our own deliverance from the times that we are up against that special, the trials of life that we are born to. It's for our deliverance to bring us out and to be able to fight on his own chosen ground. Don't you know? I don't know if you know that. But this world that we are living in, this is the devil's own chosen ground. Why? Because he was up in the heaven. You remember? And he was Lucifer. One of God's chosen ones. So now with God, and God cast him from the hell above and cast him down here. So that's why the devil right now is
control things because he's going to and fro in the world to see who he can regard. So we are walking on his own chosen ground. That's why that we got to always have this power source that God will allow to connect with. God will allow to plug in to that power. And when we plug into that power, it becomes a power that the light will shine in a time of darkness. It will bring victory on a time when we need to be victorious. It will let us be able to fight those battles that we can't even seem like we're going to win. If we just tap into the power source of God Almighty, it will bring us out of dangers. Because on the day of Paul himself, I've already brought you. But we got to tap into his power. So, and listen here. Don't let go. That's the main thing here right now that I'm going to leave with you. And I want you to focus on this. Don't let go. Be like Jacob. Hold on. I'm telling you that. Hold on to your power source. Don't just plug it in the day when you need it. And then unplug it. Hold on to it today. And forevermore. Just power source. And when the hell house comes and try to knock you down and try to do tell you that you're not a child of God, when something comes up against you, if you've got that power source already plugged up, you don't have to go and plug it in there. It's already there. It's there for our protection. It's there for our deliverance. It's there to keep us. There to keep us. Now, one of them, Professor, the name, he says now, listen, we know that we're talking about Jacob. Jacob's name. God said, you no longer will be called Jacob, but you shall be called Israel. My Lord. His name changed after he wrestled. And he wrestled. And when he wouldn't let him go, oh, have mercy. You see, Jacob's name was called then, for I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. And but he didn't let go. So we can't let go. Our future depends on the power of God. Our comfort depends on the power of God. Because God says, let's go back to future. Let's talk about that just for a few minutes. And I'm going to be through a little bit. Our future depends on the power of God because God knows our present. He knows our past and he knows our future. He knows who holds the future. He holds the future of our lives. Now let us look at comfort. He is our comforter in the time of the storm. Even when we're going through a loss, he will bring comfort to us. He was our strength. In our strength when we are weak. And then it goes on a little further here. In our growth through that power that's instilled from us on high, we will grow day by day. We will grow so big that we be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that will bring forth fruit in due season. We grow in the spirit of like the power successful then, we will win the battle. Now, Barabbas, see, Jacob's wives and children were preserved. To who? To Jacob. Our wives and our children will be preserved to us if we got something we'll work it with. If we don't got power that we are working with, our children, Esau's heart was softened. Power, more power with God, we should have a higher influence among our relations. In our answer, Abraham, Job, Moses, Samuel, Paul, exercise power with God for the good of others. We shall win souls for Jesus by his power. He that has power with God, for men will have power with men for God. Oh, for our ambition to possess power with God. If we have it, let us not lose it, but exercise it, continues it. How to power to have no power with God, but to be fighting against him with our puny arm. Our arms is too short to reach him. Lord have mercy. Power, by the wrecking power of Jesus. Most holy God, our heavenly Father, come to you now and thanking you once again for your word. Your word is a light unto our path and a lamp unto our feet that keep us day by day. Guide us now, Lord. Guide us through this night. Guide us through this day and keep us as the apple of thine eye. Now, Lord, as we go down from this place, I pray that your holy communion will rest, rule, and abide in us, henceforth and evermore. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Power. Wonder-working power. Through Jesus.